At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Blanca. Ketu in Chitra 4th house, Lord of 6th. Ketu in the 4th house in Chitra nakshatra places Blanca's karmic detachment squarely in the emotional roots of her life: home, mother, emotional safety, and inner foundations. As the dispositor of the 6th house, conflict, work, and routine, this placement suggests that her emotional past and home life are karmically tied to patterns of service, confrontation, or healing. Chitra, ruled by Mars, is the cosmic architect, concerned with design, beauty, and perfection, but also with intense internal transformation. Ketu here brings a mysterious detachment from traditional emotional anchors, encouraging Blanca to build a more spiritually aligned inner home. She may feel out of sync with her domestic environment or emotionally disconnected from maternal nurturing in early life, leading to a deep soul search for inner peace. There can be early life emotional disruptions or a sense of being out of place in the home. Yet over time, this detachment evolves into clarity. Blanca may develop a profound inner discipline or philosophical detachment, choosing to serve others through work that heals or uplifts, often in solitary or introspective ways. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Ketu and Chitra, innate architectural sense of beauty but detached from worldly validation, emotionally karmic home life, especially related to mother or ancestral roots, healing gifts activated through emotional solitude, creative rituals, or sacred design, attraction to restoring beauty in hidden spaces, spiritually, emotionally, or physically. Drawn to spiritual arts like temple design, sacred geometry, or intuitive repair work. Emotional highs arrive when Blanca channels her inner solitude into sacred service, when she beautifies or restores inner and outer spaces with wisdom, devotion, and spiritual craftsmanship. Lows may occur when unresolved emotional entanglements with family or early emotional wounds resurface, creating confusion or fragmentation. Ultimately, Ketu in Chitra blesses Blanca with a spiritually refined emotional intelligence, empowering her to transmute emotional rootlessness into sacred design and to find inner peace by building soulful sanctuaries within and without. Sun in Chitra, 5th house, Lord of 3rd. Sun in Chitra in Blanca's 5th house illuminates her identity through creativity, romance, children, and the pursuit of personal brilliance. As the Lord of the 3rd house, communication, courage, initiative, the sun here connects her self-expression and creative confidence with her mental determination and communicative power. This placement reflects a radiant, expressive intelligence, but one that must be honed through inner refinement and emotional maturity. Chitra, ruled by Mars and symbolized by the celestial architect, brings a dynamic mix of charisma, structure, and artistic vision. With the sun here, Blanca possesses a vibrant inner fire. She shines when she's creating, performing, teaching, or designing. Her creative pursuits are often tied to aesthetics, structure, or healing, and her romantic life may be filled with intensity and a desire for idealistic beauty. As third lord, this sun sharpens her voice and writing skills. She likely excels in persuasive speech or artistic communication. There's also a karmic thread connecting her identity to storytelling, especially stories of personal transformation, beauty, or emotional clarity. She may feel a strong need to be recognized for her uniqueness and struggles when her creative voice feels ignored or misrepresented. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Sun and Chitra, karmic legacy of leadership through beauty, design, or sacred creativity. Deep need to build and express a legacy through words, art, or romantic intensity. Powerful charm with the potential to inspire or influence emotionally through creativity. Challenges around ego and perfectionism, especially in love or artistic expression. Strong sense of purpose when aligning creativity with service or emotional truth. Creative and emotional highs emerge when Blanca leads from the heart, when her artistic, romantic, or intellectual output reflects her inner brilliance and sacred order. Lows appear when emotional validation is withheld, or when she feels creatively blocked by fear of imperfection. Ultimately, Sun in Chitra blesses Blanca with an architect's heart and a radiant creative force, empowering her to transmute ego into artistry and to find fulfillment through expressive love, sacred storytelling, and emotionally intelligent creation. Mercury in Vishakha, fifth house, Lord of First and Fourth. Mercury in Vishakha in Blanca's fifth house fuses her intellect with passion, emotional depth, and a sharp instinct for transformation through knowledge and expression. As the lord of both the first house, self-identity, and fourth house, emotional security, home, mother, Mercury becomes a primary force in shaping her personality and emotional framework. In the fifth, it shines through her creativity, communication, teaching, and romantic intelligence, making her a natural at expressing complex feelings through words, storytelling, or mentoring. Vishakha, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the triumphal arch, brings a focused, sometimes obsessive drive for success, truth, or completion. Mercury here doesn't settle for superficial answers. Blanca likely has a probing mind, one that is emotionally intuitive and persuasive. She may be drawn to topics like psychology, spirituality, or any field that allows her to blend emotional depth with intellectual clarity. As First Lord, this Mercury makes her identity intricately tied to how she expresses herself, verbally, artistically, or emotionally. As Fourth Lord, her inner peace is often found through writing, sharing, or studying emotionally rich material. Her emotional home may also involve themes of loyalty, devotion, and karmic bonds, especially in her connection to children, students, or lovers. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras, insights for Mercury and Vishakha. Emotional and intellectual loyalty often forms deep, enduring mental bonds. Gifted in speaking or writing with intensity, especially about transformation or healing. May oscillate between emotional over-involvement and intellectual control. Karmic path includes guiding others through emotional transitions with logic and compassion. Challenge lies in integrating emotional vulnerability with mental precision. Intellectual and emotional highs arise when Blanca uses her voice or writing to navigate or guide transformation, especially in contexts involving creativity, healing, or education. Lows may occur when emotional repression or perfectionism blocks her expressive flow or clouds her inner peace. Ultimately, Mercury in Vishakha blesses Blanca with an emotionally sharp, creatively gifted, and mentally resilient presence, empowering her to transmute emotional intensity into clear communication and to find fulfillment through healing storytelling, loyal mentoring, and courageous self-expression. Venus in Vishakha, fifth house, Lord of Fifth and Twelfth. Venus in Vishakha in Blanca's fifth house brings passionate creativity, magnetic romantic intelligence, and a soul-stirring aesthetic presence. As the lord of both the fifth house, creativity, romance, children, joy, and 12th house, spiritual surrender, solitude, hidden desires, Venus here becomes intensely expressive and karmically rich. Her love, art, and emotional expression are layered with desire, devotion, and a subtle undercurrent of spiritual longing. Vishakha, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the triumphal arch, seeks purposeful union, emotional victory, loyalty, and soulful conquest. Venus here gives Blanca an intense romantic aura, with a powerful ability to attract and emotionally influence through beauty, voice, or presence. Her creative life is emotionally charged. She creates not just to please, but to transform, to evoke, and to heal. Love for her is rarely casual. It is emotional alchemy. As both the occupant and ruler of the fifth house, Venus intensifies her connection to art, performance, and romantic magnetism. As 12th Lord, it weaves solitude, fantasy, and spiritual emotion into her creative and romantic pursuits, suggesting that love may be as much a portal for transcendence as for pleasure. She may find joy in devotional art, dream-inspired creations, or spiritual romantic bonds that defy convention. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Venus and Vishakha, karmic patterns around emotional loyalty, romantic obsession, or sacred union. Artistic gifts emerge through longing, hidden beauty, and emotional intensity. Romantic experiences may involve secrecy, distance, or spiritual initiation. Tendency to romanticize emotional struggle or seek completion through love. Soul lessons involve emotional independence and creative self-honoring. Emotional and artistic highs arise when Blanca channels her longing into creation, when she transforms emotional complexity into beauty and love into spiritual elevation. Lows may appear when romantic or artistic expectations are unmet, or when she loses herself in emotionally unequal bonds. Ultimately, Venus in Vishaka blesses Blanca with a deep, sensual, and emotionally transformative creative force, empowering her to transmute longing into love and to find fulfillment through soul-fueled art, romantic devotion, and emotionally awakened self-expression. Saturn in Anuradha, 6th house, Lord of 8th and 9th. Saturn in Anuradha in Blanca's 6th house brings karmic resilience, emotional discipline, and a deep devotion to service, healing, and justice. As the lord of both the 8th house, transformation, emotional depth, crisis, and the 9th house, dharma, higher wisdom, life philosophy, Saturn becomes a powerful anchor of karmic responsibility. In the 6th, this Saturn is placed in its natural house of work, service, and karmic clearing, suggesting that Blanca's emotional maturity and soul growth are forged through real-world challenges and disciplined action. Anuradha, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the lotus blooming in muddy waters, is about emotional loyalty, sacred commitment, and perseverance through emotional tests. Saturn here gives Blanca the emotional strength to hold space for others, especially in chaotic or emotionally charged environments. She may be drawn to healing professions, crisis work, or Dharma-rooted paths of reform and order. As 8th Lord, Saturn provides her with a strong threshold for emotional intensity. She is not afraid to go deep, to stay steady in emotional or relational storms. As 9th Lord, this same Saturn links her belief systems with real-life tests. Her Dharma is not theoretical, it is lived. She may be called to teach, guide, or protect others through rituals, routines, or practices that bring structure to emotional healing. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights for Saturn in Anuradha, karmic role as an emotional protector or guide through dark passages. Gifted in stabilizing others through devotion, patience, and structured healing. Belief systems rooted in emotional endurance, loyalty, and earned wisdom. Tendency towards silent suffering. Must learn to receive care as much as give. Potential to teach through emotional example, modeling quiet strength and inner order. Emotional and professional highs arise when Blanca honors her sacred discipline, when she allows herself to be the wise guide, healer, or system builder she was born to be. Lows surface when responsibility becomes burden, or when unprocessed emotional wounds are hidden behind a strong exterior. Ultimately, Saturn in Anuradha blesses Blanca with a soul-tested, emotionally grounded, and dharmically dedicated work spirit, empowering her to transmute emotional struggle into sacred service and to find fulfillment through disciplined healing, spiritual duty, and unwavering loyalty to emotional truth. Mars in Shravana 8th house, Lord of 6th and 11th. Mars in Shravana in Blanca's 8th house brings intense emotional logic, investigative focus, and a warrior-like will to transform pain into clarity. As the ruler of both the 6th house, conflict, service, routine, and the 11th house, networks, goals, long-term success, Mars channels her drive into healing karmic wounds, navigating emotional depths, and defending truth in environments charged with vulnerability or hidden power. Shravana, ruled by the moon and symbolized by the ear, is about listening, learning, and transmitting wisdom. Mars here gives Blanca the power to act decisively after deep reflection. She may be a quiet observer before becoming a fierce advocate. This placement suggests that her strength emerges in emotionally complex environments, trauma, psychology, therapy, ancestral work, or emotional justice. As 6th Lord, Mars adds a fighter's edge to her service orientation. She likely tackles emotional or systemic dysfunctions head-on. As 11th Lord, this Mars ties her transformation work to a greater vision. She's meant to serve a cause, protect a group, or guide others through crisis to clarity. She may attract emotionally charged group dynamics or take on the role of protector in her social field. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras insights for Mars in Shravana, emotional strategist acts only after deeply understanding the emotional terrain. Karmic drive to heal, protect, and restore through service or group alignment. Gifted at uncovering emotional truths, especially through silence and insight. may struggle with emotional impulsivity if pain is not consciously channeled. Potential for profound breakthroughs in others through focused, assertive emotional leadership. Emotional and logical highs come when Blanca uses her power to intervene wisely, when she acts with clarity and purpose in moments of crisis or change. Lows arise when she suppresses her emotional intensity or when unhealed emotional conflict leads to explosive reaction. Ultimately, Mars in Shravana blesses Blanca with a brave, emotionally intelligent, and karmically charged willpower, empowering her to transmute emotional chaos into structured healing and to find fulfillment by becoming a warrior listener, strategist, and protector of emotional truth. Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada, 9th house, Lord of 7th and 10th. Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada, in Blanca's 9th house, grants her visionary wisdom, spiritual depth, and a profound sense of karmic duty tied to higher truth, mentorship, and Dharma-based leadership. As the ruler of both the 7th house, relationships, contracts, and the 10th house, career, public role, Jupiter here links her growth through partnerships and public responsibility to the evolution of her belief systems. She is called to be a spiritual teacher, reformer, or guide, especially in fields involving transformation, philosophy, or sacred service. Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the front legs of a funeral cot, represents fierce spiritual awakening, duality, and the willingness to walk through fire for truth. Jupiter here doesn't offer lighthearted optimism. It offers liberation through intensity. Blanca is likely drawn to spiritual systems, ancestral teachings, or mystical traditions that pierce illusion and confront darkness with sacred clarity. As seventh lord in the ninth, she may attract partners who are mentors, seekers, or philosophical companions. Relationships often serve as spiritual accelerators. As 10th lord, Jupiter guides her toward public roles that involve truth-telling, education, or leading others through morally complex or karmically significant landscapes. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras insights for Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada, wisdom forged through emotional crises and spiritual confrontation. Karmic role as a torchbearer of truth, especially in moral, social, or spiritual reform. Relationships are teachers. Partnerships become portals to expanded awareness. Career path may include teaching, spiritual mentorship, astrology, or psychological guidance. Challenges arise when emotional heaviness leads to isolation or idealism without grounding. Spiritual and professional highs arise when Blanca uses her truth to uplift, protect, and awaken, when she steps fully into her role as a bridge between the visible world and deeper, sacred knowledge. Lows occur when she doubts her vision or withdraws from others due to emotional disillusionment. Ultimately, Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada blesses Blanca with fierce, truth-seeking wisdom and a karmically charged leadership spirit, empowering her to transmute spiritual fire into guiding light and to find fulfillment through teaching, transformation, and emotionally anchored Dharma. Rahu in Rivati, 10th house, Lord of 9th. Rahu in Rivati in Blanca's 10th house infuses her career, public presence, and leadership path with mysticism, emotional compassion, and a subtle yearning for spiritual contribution through worldly roles. As the functional lord of the 9th house, via dispositor Mercury, Rahu links her destiny, higher philosophy, and dharmic path to her professional identity, placing her in a position where she is meant to bring spiritual insight, healing, or emotional depth into her societal contributions. Rivati, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the drum or fish in deep waters, is the final nakshatra of the zodiac, a sign of spiritual completion, compassion, and cosmic caregiving. Rahu here seeks elevation through empathy, intuitive mastery, and service to something greater than the self. Blanca may be drawn to visionary work, dreamlike artistic expressions, or careers involving emotional care, symbolic systems, or behind-the-scenes spiritual leadership. As 9th lord in the 10th, this Rahu reflects a karmic calling to manifest higher teachings through practical forms, whether through education, holistic healing, emotional storytelling, or metaphysical leadership. She may experience sudden recognition, unconventional success, or visibility in roles that allow her to guide others toward emotional resolution or spiritual awakening. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras insights for Rahu and Rivati, karmic pull towards spiritual service through career or mentorship. drawn to mystical, compassionate, or symbol-rich work environments. May lead quietly with emotional intelligence and vision rather than assertiveness. Must navigate challenges with boundaries, escapism, or people-pleasing in public life. Career may unfold through symbolic roles: artist, guide, spiritual counselor, emotional healer. Emotional and professional highs arise when Blanca trusts her intuition and serves her larger mission through compassionate leadership. Lows occur when she doubts her authority, over-sacrifices her boundaries, or feels unseen in roles that require emotional labor. Ultimately, Rahu and Ravati blesses Blanca with a spiritually attuned, emotionally radiant, and karmically destined leadership path, empowering her to transmute public roles into soulful service and to find fulfillment by bringing healing, empathy, and mystical vision into her worldly vocation. Moon in Ashwini, 11th house, Lord of Second. Moon in Ashwini in Blanca's 11th house creates an emotionally impulsive, pioneering, and socially magnetic presence, especially within group dynamics, friendships, and the pursuit of long-term goals. As the Lord of the Second house, speech, values, self-worth, the moon here blends her emotional identity with how she expresses her values, contributes to society, and experiences personal fulfillment through collective purpose. Her emotional highs and lows are deeply intertwined with her ability to initiate, lead, and emotionally connect within community environments. Ashwini, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the twin horsemen, represents quick action, renewal, healing, and the courage to begin. The moon here makes Blanca emotionally responsive, eager to help, and naturally drawn to initiating projects or supporting others in moments of crisis or transition. She likely has a raw emotional charisma that attracts allies and opens doors, especially when she leads with emotional authenticity and spontaneity. As second lord in the 11th, her emotional security is tied to being valued in group spaces. Her voice, ideas, and moral contributions are essential to her self-worth. She may also use speech as a healing tool, offering quick emotional clarity or solution-oriented advice to her peers. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Moon and Ashwini, emotionally bold, jumps into action when others hesitate. Karmic pull to emotionally heal through leadership, friendship, or social action. Naturally magnetic in group dynamics, thrives when emotionally trusted by peers. Must learn to temper emotional impulsivity with reflection and follow through. May need to release early family conditioning around approval or identity in groups. Emotional and social highs come when Blanca courageously expresses her emotional truth and uses it to uplift or lead others, especially in social reform, humanitarian circles, or creative communities. Lows may appear when impulsive emotional reactions create disconnection or when she feels undervalued by her peers. Ultimately, Moon in Ashwini blesses Blanca with an emotionally pioneering, socially inspiring, and karmically motivated group presence, empowering her to transmute emotional passion into collective healing and to find fulfillment through bold connection, emotional leadership, and value-driven contribution to humanity.